broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Do you know that it's 136 days, 19 hours, and 59 minutes from the Century Tournament of Champions, Kapalua on Maui? Wow. And we have an amazing field. We're going to be talking with Max Homa. Max Homa is going to be on the show. If you are on Twitter and you have an opportunity to follow Max, he is probably one of the funniest characters on Twitter. He really makes my day. So Max Novina, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. That Max, he's going to be on. He's taken over. And Gary Williams is joining us, host and partner, Five Clubs Golf, multimedia golf platform, Signature Golf Group. Augustin Pisa, founder of Pisa Golf, international award-winning architecture firm, The Pisa Effect. And Matt O'Connor, director of food, beverages, culinary operations at Weeburn Country Club, is joining us with Diana DeLucia, founder and author and president, Golf Kitchen. We're going to first thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, we're going to have a mostly sunny day today. Welcome. It's going to get hot, of course. It's going to be 88 degrees the high. It'll probably feel more like, I don't know, 92 in Kapolei and on Maui, of course. We'll have some isolated showers in the afternoon, maybe some in the morning, mainly windward, Mauka side. And the easterlies are with us 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, it's supposed to cool off to 72, 67 if you live up in Wahiawa. It's where I'd like to live right now. Of course, it's not 104 degrees, which it is in China. And they had to shut down all the factories that create our chips for, you know, cars, phones, all that stuff. A lot of U.S. companies there. And so, you know, supply chain issues once again. They had to turn off the electricity to the factories so they could provide electricity to the people to cool them off in the 104-degree temperatures. Hey, on a much more exciting note, let's go out and play some golf. Get out, enjoy the day. Volcano Golf Club has an 848 and a 918. Makalei, an 836. Both of those courses are up country, so it'll be nice and cool. Shady at Makalei for sure. Poipu on Kauai, where Bobby's Jazz Band is heading out to play. There's an 850, a 910, and a 1010, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Royal Hawaiian Country Club on Oahu, 848, 920, 1108. Makaha East, 930, 1030. Wailea Gold, a 1050. I couldn't get anything earlier than that. Emerald, a 1040. And the Blue Course has a 930. So you'll get on the course before the sun comes out to broil us. All right, let's bring him into the clubhouse. This is Gary Williams, host and partner, Five Clubs Golf, multimedia golf platform, of course. His show is on that platform, and his show is fabulous. Of course, we know Gary Williams. He was really the first morning golf talk show on television, or afternoon for that matter, with fabulous guests. Now he has his own show, his own network. He's the host, he's the partner, a teaching professional in the past, so he knows just a little bit about the game of golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, it's great to chat with you as always. How are you?
I'm good, good. Really, it's quite wonderful because I'm going on a fabulous golf trip. I'm going to
Outstanding.
Wisconsin is my destination. You know, before we get into As the Ball Turns, spins, whatever, What could be funny, you know, if it weren't so, the whole thing is starting to get kind of odd, sick, if, right? I want to first talk about Stephen Curry and his 13 boys and girls who will be competing in the Curry Cup Championship. 26 boys and girls competing at TPC Harding Park. It's the Curry Cup Championship. That's awesome. And the winners, boy and girl, get a ticket to the Callaway Next program for top amateur golfers. This is, it's fabulous. AJGA certified. How did all this come about?
You know, Danielle, first of all, you're awfully kind to have an interest in finding out more about it. We, as a company, Signature Golf Group, which is an extension of Signature Sports Group, you know, our aspiration when we started the company was to get into not only event creation, but event management, in addition to the multimedia platform and in doing ideation and activation for various properties inside of golf. And so when Steph and his company, SC30, decided they wanted to embark upon creating a junior golf series of events for kids who are at a very high level, but also kids who don't necessarily, when you look out across, you know, kind of the landscape of junior golf, you don't see, you know, a plethora of young African-American boys and girls, Asian-Americans. And so this was about creating something that was about access and opportunity. And that's actually the distinction that we make with respect to some of the tees. There's four different divisions based on boy, girl, and then age group 13 to 15 and 16 to 18. And so it's about that. And so Steph, who is a golf geek and not only can play the game, he genuinely, intellectually, and emotionally loves the game. So we you know, made the effort to be involved in whatever way. And so we are running the tournament operations for the underrated tours. So it's been five cities: Chicago, Phoenix, Houston, Tampa, and all of those events. Similarly to the FedEx Cup, these kids were accruing points. You had to finish in the top 12 to gain any points, and the accumulative of those four events puts you in a position to qualify to go to TPC Harding Park for, as you just mentioned, the Curry Cup. So it's been a great experience for us, and to see the folks on the SC30 side who are trying to build something that is going to really impact golf, and it's going to, because, Danielle, these five events next year, the likelihood is that there's going to be eight. There's going to be an international site. And in addition to what Callaway has provided, we also have gained exemptions into Jordan Spieth's junior golf tournament, into Annika Sorenstam's junior golf tournament. And there's some other exemptions that we're working on that we're not yet ready to announce for these winners to advance their careers as they go from junior golf to the college golf scene. So it's been great. And let me just make this very clear. One of the key things about the underrated tour, the kids and their families do not outlay one penny. We handle all of their travel, their airfare, their hotel, their clothing, their food, everything. And we want to make this an experience that is not only memorable, but not a burden on them. So it's been really rewarding to see these kids and their gratitude and their parents. And it's become like a sorority and a fraternity. These kids root for each other. They can't wait to get to the next stop. And so it's been a very fun summer.
Yes. Wow. Okay. I got a couple of questions. First off, where did the name Underrated Tour come from?
It's a great question. It really embodies what Steph has always been. He's been underrated. And so that has kind of been, you know, his brand, so to speak. When he was, and I watched Steph play high school basketball living in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was undersized. He went to a very fine little private school called Charlotte Christian. And he was not recruited by, you know, high-level Division I basketball programs. So he's always been kind of underrated. So that was the whole premise of creating the underrated tour that you know what, others may not believe in you, but believe in yourself. And at some point, you're going to reach, you know, where you think you can reach. So that not only applies to the underrated tour in golf, he also has an underrated basketball tour for kids at the junior and scholastic level as well.
Wow.
So the underrated tour is pretty much the embodiment of what Steph Curry has always been.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, second question, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Mary B. Porter King created it. Very strong organization that takes kids. First tee is also under their umbrella now. So they go from little kids to bigger kids to big kids in high school. And then they can go on possibly. They get a great education in the game. They compete in tournaments around Hawaii and around the mainland, as we call the United States, the 48 lower, or we're not for Alaska. Yes. Okay. There's also U.S. Kids Golf. And how do they get into this underrated tour? How does a good golfer get in here?
What we've done, and it's really the great work of a gentleman, Jason Richards, and Will Lowry. These two guys have provided this platform for kids and their parents to reach out and to basically, you know, identify themselves. Like, let me tell you who my child is. And so Will Lowry is somebody who Will's got his own program on Golf Pass on Golf Channel, and Will was on The Big Break, and he's got his own podcast. But Will has been kind of the talent evaluator and talent identifier. And so not only have we basically said, look, here's our portal. Present yourself for what you are. We will evaluate, you know, whether, you know, we want to make you a tour member. But at bare minimum, we want you to have an opportunity to go to our local qualifiers. So we have had local qualifiers at every city we've gone to. And so in addition to kids who are, quote, tour members, we have had between 18 and 25 local qualifiers in Chicago, in Phoenix, in Houston, in Tampa. And we have had some local qualifiers that have not only gone on to play well, we've had two different local qualifiers, three in total, two on the girls' side, one on the boys' side, that have actually won a couple of these regional events. And so if you get through the local qualifier, no matter how you play in the tournament proper, you get membership for the following year. So we want to find as much talent as we can, and that's our goal. And so that's why we're going to go from 60 kids this year, we're going to 100 kids wow. next year. We want to keep increasing the opportunity. The opportunity is to impact as many kids as we possibly can going forward. And that's why, you know, again, it's costly to go play junior golf tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want these kids to know that not only do we want you to pay to play, we are not going to make you pay for anything. And these are, we were trying to create a singular experience, and we feel like we, you know, have done a lot of good work here in the first year, but we're going to get better in every area. We want to get better at everything, and we're exceedingly grateful for, you know, Danielle, there are a lot of people that want to be in business with Steph Curry, but they have to have the same type of mindset that Steph and his organization has about what it is that we're trying to achieve here, and that is opportunity for kids in the game of golf, and opportunity in golf, which means opportunity in life. And, you know, Steph is underwriting the golf programs at Howard University for the boys and girls for the next 6 years. This is not a vanity play on his part. This is someone who is impassioned about how the game of golf can change people's lives. And so we've been lucky that companies like CDW and Workday and Google and Hilton Hotels and United Airlines and Callaway Golf and FTX have provided this platform that allows us to incur all these costs so that these kids are not paying for anything.
Wonderful. Now, how do we get in touch with Will Lowry? Is there a way?
I will. As soon as we're done here, I'm going to put you in touch with them.
They're
I'm going
great.
To connect you to Will Lowry.
Excellent. Fantastic. All right. I'm talking with Gary Williams. And he, of course, was on Golf Channel, Morning Drive. How long were you on Morning Drive, Gary?
10 years.
I was going to say 10 years. Seemed like 10 years. But it went fast, didn't it? It just flew by. Now he has his own show, Five Clubs Golf, on YouTube, so you can find its podcast. You don't have to watch live. Let's get over to that, you know, how the ball spins, rolls. Okay, just the headlines, all right? Tiger Woods flew into Delaware. That's where the FedEx Cup second leg is being played, and there was a meeting. Patrick Reed is suing Brandel Chamblee and Golf Channel for defamation of character. Pat Perez dropped out of the LIV Golf lawsuit against the PGA Tour, saying he has no ill feelings toward the PGA Tour. So, you know, the lawyers are doing great. But you want to start with Tiger's?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danielle, look, I think that Tiger has made it abundantly clear that he is, you know, he's not only entrenched with the PGA Tour, that he is very comfortable being a front man for the future of the PGA Tour. I thought he made it clear at the Open Championship. He was unwavering. There was no equivocation about you know, where his loyalties lie. From what I understand in talking to some people who I was with last week, who were very close to this situation, Tiger has taken a serious role when it comes to communication, messaging, and basically being a de facto commissioner as a conduit between the executive office of the PGA Tour and the players themselves, with Rory McIlroy essentially riding shotgun alongside with him. I think the news of Jason Gore joining as essentially a, you know, the player advisor between the PGA Tour commissioner's office and that all that stuff, all these things are being run through who I believe is the most important voice among the players in the world of golf, and that is Tiger Woods. So him being there this week came as no surprise to me. You know, it's not his responsibility. I don't think it's his nature to start sharing things publicly. I think periodically he'll make points when he wants to, but for now he may be seen, but what's going to be heard is just secondhand from what he is sharing with players about how they're trying to advance, you know, what the PGA Tour is going to look like and how they're going to try to fortify itself against this threat.
You know, I wonder how it can, because the bottomless money pit is in LIV's pocket.
Yep.
One point was made, I think it was Jeff Ogilvy, who said, this can't go on, it's bad. Maybe the PGA Tour can continue being real golf, and then there can be the silly season with LIV Golf.
I think that, look, Jeff is one of the most, you know, sensible people in golf. I do think that we're going to get to a juncture where there is going to be some type of cleansing. They're never going to partner with LIV. That's not going to happen. But what I do think will happen is that there is going to be some type of reentry to the PGA Tour that is going to be made available, whether it be through a handful of events. And I wouldn't even venture to know what the particulars are going to be. But look, the PGA Tour doesn't want to lose all these assets. The assets are the players, and the players drive the interest from corporate America, which requires some strength of field component, and that's being diminished. And it's going to be diminished more within the next couple of weeks when some more names are announced. And people can, you know, they can lampoon who's gone over there. And when Cam Smith goes, you know, that argument of, well, they're, you know, they're past their prime, or they're hurt, or they're compromised, or they're washed up, you know, that ends, because he's the champion golfer of the year. He's the player's champion. There's an argument that could be made that he could be the player of the year. And some of these other guys, yeah, they're not what they were. It doesn't mean they're not still world-class players. So I think that what Jeff is saying is one of the things that the tour has to figure out, because they're going to have to coexist to some degree, and I think that they do want to allow these guys at some point to possibly re-enter the PGA Tour. I'm not saying it's going to happen within the next 6 months or a year, but I think eventually there's going to be some type of compromise, and it may be the fall. But if you're Liv, I don't know that Liv is going to go, well, yeah, we'll just wait around for the fall. That's not the way that they operate. I have a very good friend who is in business with them in sports, in another sport, and he was kind of giving me an education on their mindset. Their mindset is they don't care what appeals to you. They care about what appeals to them, and they will buy whatever they need to buy to get into the business, to have, you know, a foothold. And that's what they're doing in golf, and it's upsetting a lot of people, but that's what they do. They disrupt the ecosystem that they choose to enter into.
They did it in soccer in the UK.
Correct.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, soccer in the UK is like football here, NFL, right? Pat Perez, very cool, dropping out of that lawsuit. The whole thing is kind of crazy. But even crazier is Patrick Reed suing Brandel Chamblee and Golf Channel for defamation of character. Wow. There are so many moments in golf where the camera was on the situation. So many people have said, I watched as this happened. This is odd to me. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's beyond odd. I think it's imbecilic. I think it's one of the most frivolous lawsuits, and I don't profess to spend my days reading lawsuits. But I read this one, and it's asinine. It's a waste of time. The guy who is representing Patrick Reed, and lawyers by their very nature are inclined to be litigious. This guy has gone out of his way to file suits that are completely meritless. And in this particular case, this is somebody who was applauding. The guy who's representing Patrick, he was applauding Brandel Chamblee's position on Liv not less than 2 months ago. By the way, and as it pertains to Patrick, you know, Patrick's actions are there for all of us to see. And beyond that, even if there is doubt or if there is some vagaries into, you know, what an athlete did or did not do, mm-hmm. The responsibility of analysts, it's incumbent upon them, and some do it better than others, to give their opinion. And that's all Brandel's done. I this is such a waste of time that it's beyond laughable.
You know, who said only the lawyers win?
Yes.
Yes.
They could finish. The lawyers who are representing all these players over the next year may make more than the guy who wins the FedEx Cup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. And when you say they're litigious by nature, that's how they make their money.
Exactly.
Yes, I'll take that case. You're going to pay me X. Oh, my goodness. Always wonderful talking with you. And I absolutely love what you and Steph Curry, created. It's you know, just wonderful. And
it's awesome, Danielle. It is, you know, there are a lot of great initiatives, Youth on Course in the first tee for many, many years, that really are providing these entry points. And this is for, you know, players who can really play. But there's also a speaker series that we have that these kids are getting life lessons beyond the golf course, that they're listening to inspirational stories of people who are doing things in various industries. And they may have, you know, they may have a direct connection to the game of golf, or they may have no connection to the game of golf. But we are connecting these kids to these individuals. And this is all from the mind in the heart of Steph Curry, and we're thrilled to just be a small part of it. And I can't thank you enough for the interest in learning more about it.
Absolutely. I love it. And this is Gary Williams, host of Five Clubs Golf. It's on YouTube. It's podcast. Any hint on who's going to be up next on your show?
I'm working on somebody that I'm very close, and I will text you when I've confirmed it, because this one's going to be a real showstopper.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. I love it. Okay. All right. Gary Williams, Five Clubs Golf. Go to YouTube. Thanks so much for being on the show, Gary.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Aloha. Okay. We're coming back. We're going to meet him, the man who's in charge of the Century Tournament of Champions. He's probably going to say, I'm not really in charge. Danielle, I'll be over. Okay, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
All right, let me see if I can get this absolutely correct. We have 136 days, 19 hours, and 32 minutes until the Century Tournament of Champions. Max Novina, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, with us. Welcome into the clubhouse. Nice to meet you, Max.
Likewise. Aloha, Danielle. Great to be with you. And what a privilege to follow Gary. I spent many a morning with Gary watching Golf Channel.
Oh, yes. Don't you know it? Wow. You know, I think he's a lawyer, too. I think he studied law. Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful. I love having him on the show. So we have like an amazing field. We have Tony Finau twice. We're going to, you know, have him twice. Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Cam Smith, Hideki Matsuyama, Max Homa, Daniel Berger, Sam Burns, Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Tom Hoagie, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Will Zalatoris, and I haven't even read them all. That is star-studded because these are the champions of all of the PGA Tour tournaments over the last year. And this is stellar. God, I sure hope I can come over and broadcast the show from Century Tournament of Champions. I've done it for 20 years. I can't say 22 because there was that COVID thing. But I am so excited about all the different ways we can watch. The Aloha Club, the Lookout, the Private Skybox, Lanai on 18, Banyan Club. Then there's the Military Kama'aina and regular fee tickets. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day tickets. You guys have gone out of your way to make this a real awesome experience.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think to your point, Danielle, the field is exceptional. It's unique. It's unlike anything else on tour. And, you know, for us, we really want to celebrate not only some of the best players in the world, but the island and the values and the cultural experiences that Hawaii and Maui bring to the game of golf and bring to our respective communities. And so for us, it was really important to mirror those local values and bring an experience for people of all walks of life. You know, I think, you know, these days attending a professional sporting event, even just as a family with your kids, there are lots of, you know, barriers. And, you know, you mentioned our Kama'aina ticket. I'd be remiss if I didn't also add that, you know, kids 15 and under get in for free. So every adult can bring in up to two kids for free. And, you know, here again, you know, really just want to provide families as well as companies and individuals an experience that that really resonates with them.
Yes. And the plantation course at Kapalua on Maui is glorious. I mean, you look at it, you fly over it, you go, wow, that is an amazing golf course. It's huge. So if you take the kids, they will sleep that night, don't you think?
Yes, indeed. I love the word glorious. You know, I use breathtaking often. When I was here earlier this spring thinking about this opportunity, and I saw the venue, saw the golf course, the test of golf, but also the beauty of the islands, it literally took my breath away. And anybody who's been here would say and feel the same, and we look forward to sharing that with people next January.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about where did Max Novina come from? See, I don't know a lot about you. I do know that you love golf, otherwise why would you be here and doing this job? But you're also a surfer. Where did all this come together? Yes.
Yeah, indeed. I've had the good fortune throughout my career, which it's amazing to say, I've now been in sports for 25 years. So I got my start back in 1997, traditional stick and ball sports with the National Hockey League and the NBA. And, you know, over the years, I've had the opportunity to work in golf, to work in professional surf. And I could probably count on one hand where it's actually, you know, felt like work. Most days, you know, I show up at either Kapalua or previously I was with Kelly Slater Wave Company. We have a place called Surf Ranch in Lemoore, California. And, you know, I literally would pinch myself. They pay us to show up and to do what we get to do.
Honey, I'm going to go surf. I'll be back from work a little bit later. It'd be hard to take that seriously, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, here again, being able to blend your love for sport, both golf and surf, as well as your belief in the business of sport, it really has been a personal privilege and an honor.
Yeah, it's said that if you love what you're doing, you don't work a day in your life, you know, so it's perfect. I completely understand what you're saying. It's not work when you love it. So 25 years, but are you a surfer? Do you get in those waves?
Absolutely. And, you know, as part of this move to Maui, really the opportunity to reconnect with the ocean. Previously, prior to working in professional surf, if I wasn't working or spending time with my family, I'd be in the ocean. And honestly, it didn't matter if there was a lot of swell, what the wind was doing, what the tides were doing. It was just so amazing to be in the ocean. And as with all things, when you make it your career, as I did for the last 5.5 years with World Surf League and Kelly Slater Wave Company, you become a little more selective with you know, how much time you spend on your hobby. And so as part of now coming back to golf, Really excited to get back in the ocean and enjoy surfing again.
Yeah, absolutely. On the North Shore of Oahu, there's also a group of surfer golfers. You know, they're either on the course or they're in the water. And that's wonderful. I was always thrilled to hear that they're listening. And how did you get into golf? Oh, excuse me, you were going to add something. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm sure it's not lost on a lot of your viewers and listeners. Kelly is the icon in surf that really, transcends competitive surf. But he is extremely passionate about the game of golf, loves the game of golf. And I actually think there are a lot of parallels between golf and surf. And, I think that's why so many of us love both sports.
Oh, tell me one of those parallels that comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, you turn up at the golf course or you turn up at your local break, and whether it be the course or the ocean, it doesn't really care how old you are, what gender you are, what color you are, what religion you practice. It's just there for you to enjoy and to perform. And, I think that's a value that really resonates for those of us that are either surfers and golfers or thinking about being surfers and golfers.
That's wonderful. I like that. You know, it doesn't. That's why Mother Nature is so wonderful.
It's also true of the sports that you can really do for the rest of your life. And the better you get, the more fun you have. And progression is such an important part of both sports.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so how did you get into golf?
Yeah, good question. I grew up watching the game, playing the game, loving the game, even when it didn't love me back, because it's really hard. And I think early on in my career, when I was working in collegiate athletics and pro sports, I'd identified the PGA Tour as a place that I wanted to work. And over the course of time and building relationships, that opportunity presented itself. And that's what brought me to the tour. This is actually my second tour of duty with the PGA Tour. I was originally based in Ponte Vedra for 5 years, working out of the global home.
Nice. Nice. They have a good golf course there.
They do.
Yes.
Spectacular. Having said that, the plantation course at Kapalua is pretty amazing too.
Yeah. No, it's like you said, it's glorious. It's, you just go, wow. And so the Lookout and the private skybox and Lanai on 18 and the Banyan Club, those are really special because the reason I bring up size of the golf course is it's nice to have a place to park and kind of take a break and then go back out, to cool off, have a drink, have something to eat, and then go back out. So it's really nice. So those are the opportunities. And you get there by going to Century Tournament of Champions, okay? And let me see if I... Yeah, it's... Just go. I just put in Century Tournament of Champions, and my Google, because I put it in so often, will immediately bring up what I'm looking for. And then it says buy tickets, and then it gives you a list of different things that you can do, what the tickets are for, and there's the 2023 tickets. That's all listed there. You can get your daily grounds tickets, Kama'aina grounds tickets, military tickets. Then there's the Banyan Club, Lanai on 18, Aloha Club, and it's all right there. The private skybox, how many do you have of those?
Yeah, and, first off, Danielle, thanks for promoting the tournament in this regard. And to your point, naming conventions these days have gotten super complex. What I always do is just Google Century Tournament of Champions and takes anybody right to our website. And just here again, you can think of it as tickets. It's really a myriad of experiences and ways for people to enjoy the competition, the tournament inside of the ropes, as well as more broadly, the on-island experiences. Our private skybox is actually a new venue that we're introducing on the 18th green. It's really geared towards the company or the group that wants to share a private or a reserve space with an incredible view of golf, amazing food and beverage, and some of that, you know, intimacy to, you know, really connect with customers, colleagues, and friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Aloha Club Hospitality 18 Green, you know, this is includes food and beverage and parking. It's pricey, but it's worth it if you've got a bunch of people who want to put it on, put it all in the hat, or you're a corporation and you'd like to impress people. I think that's wonderful. So yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad to meet you, Max Novina, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Have a wonderful week. I know we're going to have a wonderful week coming up. And I look forward to talking with you again real soon.
Indeed. Thank you, Danielle. Look forward to spending a lot more time with you in the not-so-distant future.
Exactly. Aloha. We've got Augustin Pisa, founder of Pisa Golf, international award-winning architecture firm. It's the Pisa Effect. Wellness golf, the Pisa Effect. The passion begins when you live the experience. Isn't that the truth? I mean, when you're on a golf course and then all of a sudden you go, wow, the passion begins when you live the experience. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators.
Yeah, you know, and this simulator isn't like your grandmother's... Did your grandmother have a simulator? Your dad's simulator or your grandfather's simulator? Because this one, you can it'll move. You can get different feels. So when your feet are, it's really, really, really impressive. So you got to get in touch with Dan and check it out. It's really cool. Okay, speaking of feels, Volcano Golf Course is open. And it is so cool being up at Volcano Golf Course on Hawaii Island. And we've got two tickets, so you and a friend can go play a round of golf at Volcano Golf Course. And the winner, you just have to call 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. And the ninth caller wins.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Augustine Pisa, architect with a master's in golf course architecture from Edinburgh University in Scotland, member of the European Institute and the American Society of Golf Course Architects. For more than two decades, Pisa has collaborated with legends of the game, world-class golf developments. His designs are known for delivering quality, sustainability, aesthetic and strategic golf courses. Since 2006, Pisa Golf has been recognized with several international accolades, known for redefining golf facilities with its concepts, wellness golf, and golf lounge. Involved in more than 60 projects in three continents, Augustine is a writer, he's a TV commentator, and director of the First Tee program in Mexico. Welcome into the clubhouse, Augie.
Oh, Danielle, how you doing? It's great. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it.
You're
all the flowers.
They'll be here any minute. how did you get in? You've got a Bachelor of Architecture Design, right, from ITESM, and then the master's degree in golf course architecture, Edinburgh University in Scotland. Well, how did you get involved in golf course architecture?
Well, I had to do some sort of master's degree. I'm licensed vertical architect, a building architect, but I've always been involved in sports. My family has a big tradition in sports. Grew up with PE teachers, grandparents, my parents. So I've always been in competitive sports, whatever it was. Playing as I grew up and watching them watching my parents coach as I grew up. So how could I mix architecture, which is another passion of mine, architecture with sports? And that was my dilemma until I found golf architecture and had the opportunity to join my two passions. So that was it.
Wow. You know, when you think about it, it's like, oh, you mean I can do this. I can make something beautiful out of this. This is wonderful.
And it's funny you mention it, Danielle, because I to a certain extent, and this is I identify a lot with of my clients because not everybody knows how serious this can be, how serious you can take golf architecture. So it all just starstruck me in 1997, 1998, and I started working for Paragon, at that time, Jack Nicklaus's construction company.
Yes. I remember saying that once when I was talking about a Jack Nicklaus designed golf course Paragon. You know, I was curious about a lot of different things. You know, we were talking about the wellness golf, or I mentioned it, the multi-purpose golf, the butterfly effect. We didn't mention that. But, you know, all of these things I've never talked about in conjunction with golf course architecture. So this is something completely, as this says, redefining golf facilities. So tell us about your vision of redefining golf facilities.
Well, it is, I've always, you know, let's put it this way, I'm a big fan of critical thinking. I've learned to critical think. If I do it in my, you know, if I question everything I know, but the most important thing is to question everything you think you know. Mm-hmm. If you start doing that on a personal level, on a spiritual level, and on a career level, in my case, in golf architecture, that's what I do. I often critique myself and saying, how can we do this? Okay, it's a great championship golf course, 18 holes. What can we do better? What can we do different? So I'm constantly critiquing and constantly asking ourselves in our design studio, what can we do different? And from there, you know, you start saying, okay, so what are the characteristics right now of a golfer or of a almost golfer? We don't spend the time now to go out there on a long run. We don't, probably the money is an issue, and the space and the area and the water and the amounts of fertilizers, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that's when we started to create and design for the non-golfer. In 2017, we started to design for the non-golfer. Why, you know, everybody's designing for the golfer. This is great. Now let's go for the 98 other percent that doesn't play golf, but how can we make it attractive? Let's make it fun. Let's make it quick. Let's make it about well-being. That's when wellness golf came about. And right now, if you hashtag wellness golf, you will see all of our or a few of our designs there. And so it's about your well-being. What is your well-being, Danielle? Is it having a mimosa and playing barefoot? Is it meditating alongside the golf course? Is it what is your well-being on a beautiful piece of land that doesn't have to attract golfers, but it does if you want? And it does not have to be your typical layout. I want you to unlearn about golf, so there's no scorecard. There's no rules to a certain extent, but you just go out there and have fun enjoying the 360 degrees that a golf course, a different layout can give you.
Wow, you just took me to, you know, the looking in the distance, which is so good for your eyes, taking in the green, and eyes love that, you know, communing with the trees, but having the open space, looking at the different contours was kind of like when I always talk about this, but I'm serious. When I walked Augusta National and I was by myself and I just walked the golf course on a Wednesday afternoon, and it was, I'm serious, it was a spiritual experience. And there was times when I felt closed in and embraced by the course. And there were times when it was wide open and it intimidated me because it was.
Oh, yeah.
And there were times when that uphill walk was bad just without the golf clubs.
Yes, exactly. That's just without the golf clubs. So imagine, Danielle, I mean, just visualize this. What is, or I would say, golf is the maximum artistic expression there is known to mankind. Tell me, where else would you have a bigger canvas than designing a golf course? I don't care. You can be a muralist. It doesn't get as big.
That's right. Truly. And you get to take this and make it your creation. But going, you know, I went to so many different, I love this non-golfer concept. This is, you know, I want to find a golf course that is the non-golfer concept, because right now I can't play 18 holes of golf. You know, it's just, I can't, there's no time for 18 holes of golf. And, So,
and not only that, Danielle, but they're designed and catered for you to play in under 90 minutes. So per se, Wellness Golf at Chevalier Resort, which is one of the best resort spas in the world in the Yucatan Peninsula, you can have, the spa will be around 90 minutes. So somebody can be playing golf, somebody could be in the spa, somebody, you know, or you can go to both at one after the other. And the other thing is that it opens up time, valuable time between the grandfather and the grandson or the granddaughter, the mother and the kid. That it also opens up quality time for them that they other, it's not easy to enjoy in a regular golf course.
That's nice. I like that. That's wonderful, because when you ask most people, how did you get into the game? Oh, dad, mom, grandpa. Yeah. Yeah.
Grandpa, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what is multi-purpose golf?
Multi-purpose goes in hand, in the same boundaries of what we're creating, which is, you know, we got inspired from those board games that you play, you know, kind of like you buy a Chinese checker, you play Chinese checkers, then you flip it over, you play chess or checkers.
Yeah.
So, and also growing up in we have this gymnastics in our brain growing up in our school system, where one day you would play volleyball, the next day you would play basketball, and some multi-court system in the auditorium. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So when we created this space that usually, or at least, you know, that's how I grew up in the industry, the driving ranges were overlooked. It was just kind of like an afterthought. Oh, let's just put it over there. Oh, let's just create a big, huge, boring area that looks like a polo field. And you're practicing on 300 feet wide area. And all of a sudden you go to hole number one and it's only 160 feet. And you're like, holy moly, I got to put it inside here. So it plays with your psyche when you're warming up on a regular driving range. You are not warming up on what you're going to face.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely different usually. So, I mean, you'll see different things now, but growing up in the industry, it was just the normal square rectangle, hit it where you can, and that's it. So what we created is these areas that have more character. You can actually see and shape your draws or your fades, because it would be really nicely shaped. And on top of that, when there's downtime on the driving range, you can shut it down and create and play a 10-hole short game circuit. You know,
yeah.
So on top of that, depending on the club, you have better. You can increase your return of investment, because all of a sudden you close it down, you put some music, put some lights, you know, sell some pizza, some hot dogs, and some refreshments. And you have a family environment out there playing short game golf.
That's wonderful. All right, let's go to the butterfly effect.
Okay, that is the... Right now we're talking about the micro. Everything, you know, golf lounge, wellness golf, and multi-purpose golf, and you can hashtag all of these. These are the micro, you know, kind of like reducing time, reducing area. The approach is less resource, more fun. That's the phrase. That's the approach. So once you get into that, like all of these are done within 25 acres. Now we go to the macro. That was the less is more. Now we go to the more is less. How can we create a concept that now can be the on the other side of the spectrum? And that's the butterfly effect. Now, this is going to be you're going to have to bear with me, everybody.
Okay.
So let's imagine a butterfly, yes, an open-winged butterfly,
mm-hmm.
with his body and the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine, if you separate that into four quadrants, the wings, one, two, three, four, imagine four loops of six that they all loop into the clubhouse being the body. So now you have the more is less approaches with six more holes, with the combinations of just 18 holes, if you go back to school and we talk about permutations, not combinations, permutations, you have 24 different golf courses. You can create 24 different golf courses. So if you play, imagine if each wing or if each quadrant was A, B, C, and D. You can play A, B, and C. You can play A, B, and D. You can play C, B, and A. You can play, and so on, so on, so on, until you arrive to 24 different permutations.
So if
you're there for 24 days, or let's say, let's not exaggerate, Danielle. Let's go for a week. If you're there for a week, you will never play the same golf course twice with the expanding it to six-hole loops. On top of that, you will always have six-hole loops for corporate outings, for the private super premium members if you want to play, you know, with their friends or whatever you want to do with it. Even agronomic practices. You can do whatever you want. So at the end, that is the more is less approach, because where we did this was in Desertica. We have one butterfly effect in Mexico, and the other where we're designing with Crandall Chambly. And the other butterfly effect is in Europe, which I can't disclose just yet. But we have two butterfly effects coming that are on the drawing board, and what we are creating is the Mexico one was designed in a very sensitive ecological area. So what did we do? We created this concept to hopefully disencourage more development to come in as a golf course. Why would you come in as a neighbor designing 18 holes if the course alongside you or the development right next to you has 24 different holes? So we kind of like thought of all of that just to create this one course, and because we don't want it to become a golf destination. We want to embrace and cherish the Cuatro Ciénegas area, which is a very sensitive desert part of Mexico. And that's what we want to do. So that's why we created the butterfly or the butterfly golf that was inspired on the butterfly effect. I don't know if you know the butterfly effect or the chaos theory.
Mm-hmm.
It's how a flap of a butterfly in the Amazon could create so much energy that it can turn into a tornado in Kansas.
Yes.
So that's what we think about our concept. Why was inspired in that one is because we think that this could create so much energy in the golf industry that it could change it or deviate a little bit. Personally, if our clients have the land, we will never design another 18-hole golf course again. We would go for the 24.
Absolutely. We have a golf course in Hawaii that is similar. It's 27 holes. But, you know, it's still very, very large, and I like the idea that you're coming back to the clubhouse after six, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then because it's sort of, I want to play six holes, yeah, but then you'll be way down there, and how are you going to go against the stream to go back to the, you know, it's,
yep.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You play six holes, you play nine, you play 12, you play 15, you play 18, and of course 24. All of these are simulated in this layout.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Brandel Chambly now, because as your partner in this butterfly effect projects, you guys got together initially. How did you, was it an indoor facility that you were working on?
Oh, no. We, Brandel and I, know each other probably from 6 years ago. We met at the Golf Channel. I still do kind of like stuff in the Golf Channel Latin America.
Yeah.
So through a good friend of ours, Matt Janella, he introduced us, and we just hit it off. And it was a year and a half ago that I called him up, and because I opened our office in San Diego. We have our main design studio in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, But now we have, since of a year ago, we have our office in San Diego, California, which we're very happy and proud and to have. So I called him up and I said, "Hey, Randall, how you doing?" And we started, chatting away. He lives here, very close by here in Arizona. So when I started to talk about golf architecture with Randall, he blew my mind away. Just like you see him on television, where he's very analytic.
Yes.
And he knows what he knows, but he also, the most important thing, Danielle, is that he knows what he does it. And to talk to somebody on that level, that is a privilege in your lifetime, to talk to somebody that is so well prepared of what he knows and what he is passionate about. And at one point he said, "Augie, I cannot talk to you more about golf architecture because I know what I don't know. And I've seen your work and I love it." And, it was just a great coincidence and synergy and synchronicity to have really sat down and talked to him one-on-one on golf architecture. And since then I said, "Hey, you are going to push me to become a better architect just because of the way you are." And I took that challenge, and that's how we became partners, and that's why we became partners. And we created, this, we're designing in Cuatro Ciénegas at the Certica. We also have another project in Mexico that right now I can't disclose, but he is just an absolute gentleman, a machine when it comes to analytics and statistics. And just like I thought, he just pushes me to become better, more creative, and better architect. So with that, yes, we have been messing around with a few concepts here and there, and we're looking very forward to our first project actually being out there and building it.
Augustine Pisa, founder of Pisa Golf, international award-winning architecture firm. This is recognized. Pisa has been recognized 2 times by 4 magazines, and I should have said Forbes magazine, as one of the top 100 inventive minds, the top 100 inventive minds from Mexico, and Golf Inc. magazine included him in their Power 2020 issue as an up-and-coming superstar, and in 2022 as one of the top 9 innovative people in the golf industry. A real pleasure talking with you about what you do. I mean, on the inside, this has been really spectacular. Thank you so much, Augie, for being on the show.
Thank you for your time, Danielle. And I hope one day we come back. I would love to come back and talk about what we're doing in VR and how we are democratizing golf also.
I would
so,
love it.
It would be.
Absolutely. You're welcome on any time. And I thank you so much.
Thank you as well. Thanks for having me.
Aloha. We've got Matt O'Connor, Director of Food, Beverages, and Culinary Operations at Weeburn Country Club, and Diana DeLucia, author, founder, president, Golf Kitchen, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
We are KORL Waianae Honolulu, and we have not received our 9th caller. I know it's been fascinating. You're listening. The number is 808 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. Tickets to Volcano Golf Course Country Club on the Big Island, Hawaii Island, and it's, you remember seeing the picture when the volcano erupted and it was fountaining and these golfers are standing there and it looks like they're right like on the edge of the fountain. That was miles and miles away because of the way the photo was taken. So there was no danger. There never is. But it was amazing, the photo. And it's right between Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, beautiful Volcano Golf Course. Give us a call, 808-545-1111.
What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
And congratulations, Peter of Honolulu. Two tickets to Volcano Golf Course are yours and will be sent to you directly.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and a very beautiful coffee table book. It's Golf Kitchen. Coming up, we have Golf Kitchen Invitational, the Golf Kitchen Culinary Awards Dinner at Glen Arbor. All of this is happening. The National Golf Course Restaurant Association is a proud sponsor of the Invitational and the awards evening. So much going on. And we have not only Diana DeLucia joining us this morning, we also have a gentleman who's going to make sure that if you are playing in that Invitational, you will also be eating some really, really good grinds, as we call it in Hawaii. It's delicious stuff. And his name is Matt O'Connor. He is Director of Food, Beverages, and Culinary Operations at Weeburn Country Club. Let's say good morning first to Matt. Hi, and nice to meet you, Matt O'Connor.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. And Diana DeLucia, author, founder, president, my friend, Golf Kitchen. How are you?
Aloha, Danielle. How are you going? It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's going good. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii'i, and I just want to get straight to it. The Golf Kitchen Invitational. Tell us what that is.
Well, we, as you know, this is our fourth year of the awards dinner, and it was decided earlier this year to add a Invitational to the day to make it a full day. And I'm kind of excited because, you know, I was really used to those big events where we had the chefs cooking on the golf course, you know, all over the place. And we decided to do it here, and I appointed Matt O'Connor from Weeburn to organize the clubs that will be cooking on the golf course during the tournament.
Okay, Matt. I'm just pretty impressed. Let me see if I can even pronounce all of the things that you have got going on what looks like, I don't know. You'll have to tell me where the golf stations are, but the golf stations menu from culinary director Matt O'Connor at Weeburn Country Club, citrus-cured ahi tuna and avocado terrine, imperial caviar, yuzu-scented creme fraiche, papadum crisps and cilantro with the cocktail tequila lime sparkler.
Yes.
Is anybody going to leave?
You know, I think the whole point and what we wanted to accomplish was to be able to give the golfers something that you don't normally see when you're on the golf course, so that it was really elevated to the level of, you know, golf kitchen and what they stand for. So I found some chefs that wanted to get in on board with us and really kind of take it to the next level. So we're really going to have a good time, and we're very, very excited to do it.
Now, how do you put all of this together outdoors on a golf course?
So each chef is responsible for their own station, so they're going to bring whatever cooking equipment they need. I know one gentleman's bringing a generator so he can generate his taco station, I believe, and a refrigerator. So really, it's up to them. For me, my whole dish is cold, so everything's going to be, you know, iced and refrigerated and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a challenge, but I think chefs are adapt to that, and they love a challenge, so it's really what we're looking forward to. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. All right. Your terrine could be, you could make that right in Hawaii, and everybody will be like, oh, yeah, citrus-cured ahi tuna with avocado terrine. We could go fish for it and then serve it tomorrow, right? I mean, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is yuzu-scented creme fraiche?
So yuzu is a Japanese citrus fruit. So we have the juice, and we add that to creme fraiche just to add a little bit of lightness to the dish and offset the saltiness of the caviar.
Wow, that's so nice. It's wonderful because it is off salty. It's an acquired taste for people who have the money to acquire it. Papadum crisps and cilantro. What's papadum?
Papadum is a Indian cracker, basically. So it's fried. So it'll just be a nice counterpoint where they can, it's almost essentially like a chips and dip, if you think about it. They can dip with avocado and the caviar and all that, and then just eat it all in one swoop.
Wow. What is papadum? What is the crisp made out of?
It's made out of chickpea. It's like a chickpea base. Wow. So it's actually gluten-free.
Wow, chickpea. And they're getting scarce. The price of chickpeas, I hear, has gone up considerably.
As everything else.
He has everything else, right? So what's new, Danielle? Golf Stations menu. That's what we're going over with Matt O'Connor. And we've got to go to station number two. So station number two is in Matthew Norman, the sous chef at Pine Orchard Yacht Club, is in charge. What's he got going on?
He has a diver's seared scallops with some native corn, chili-infused tomato, and a cucumber froth. And they're going to make a gin-based cocktail. I know he and his GM have been working, tasting different local gins to see which one would be the best for their cocktail. So they're getting, you know, they're really into it. I love that.
I think it's so funny. That's why they're tasting all those gins, right?
Exactly.
And they're eating while they're tasting and eating and tasting. Yes, that sounds wonderful.
It's a tough life.
Yeah, it's a tough life indeed. So, and then there's Daniel Hess. He's the chef de cuisine at Westchester Hills Golf Club. He's your street taco station?
He is, yes. He's the one who's bringing a generator to power all of his equipment.
Yeah, now this is something. This is pulled pork, got it, for a taco, great. A chibasi chicken and duck taco. So is it going to be pork, chicken and duck in one?
No, it'll be a choice. So when the golfers come up to him, they can kind of create their own taco. And he said he's going to have lots of different things for them to add as well that are maybe unique and not just what you would think of when you think of tacos.
Right.
So
right.
I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table. He's a very talented young man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is the beauty of Golf Kitchen, too. I mean, we're getting to know the people who've been in the game for a long time and the young up-and-comers who are discovering and have discovered and what their tastes are bringing to the table. And the street taco station from Daniel, this cocktail is an azalea. What is, do you know what he's concocting there?
I actually don't. I haven't spoken to him recently, but I'm very excited to see what he's doing with that.
Yeah, that's.
I'm going to imagine it's tequila based since he has tacos, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right, you never know. And just because I have no idea what chibazi chicken is, maybe somebody else doesn't. What is chibazi?
I honestly don't know that one either, to be honest with you. I imagine it's some type of Mediterranean spice or Middle Eastern spice.
Ah, yes, 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 yes.
So he's doing something a little different.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's great. Everything is wonderful when you're on the golf course and you get hungry. And, let's hope that they don't stick with the cherry moonshine lemonade too long. That's what Kelly Morrow, the executive chef at Tavistock Country Club, is bringing to the table, in addition to Tennessee hot chicken sliders with pimento cheese, habanero hot sauce, and spicy pickles. Now, I wouldn't be able to handle this. The hot spot is you. I'm just not a good hot sauce eater. It makes me not able to speak, as you can see. Where is Tavistock Country Club?
Tavistock is in southern New Jersey, but I believe Kelly is actually from the South. I think he's from Tennessee. So he's bringing that his hometown flair. That'll be exciting to see.
I think all these drinks and food are getting to my brain. I'm starting to feel like I'm there doing the taste testing. Diana DeLucia, author, founder, president, Golf Kitchen. This is really exciting. This is the Golf Kitchen Invitational, the first annual Golf Kitchen Invitational, showcasing the tri-state's finest local private golf and country club chefs and their cuisine all around the golf. It's a Gary Player designed golf course that's there. So who do you reached out to Matt first?
I did. He was the first one I thought of when I thought we need a team that can, come up with all the menus on the golf course. And we wanted them to be, local so we can promote more of the local clubs in the Northeast.
Yeah.
As we've got interstate chefs cooking at the awards dinner, and we wanted to kind of mix it up a bit. And I think it's going to be an incredible night. I think there's a lot of volunteer chefs coming to cook. Then there's probably going to be, I'd say, 20 or more chefs on property that day.
Wow. Well, can you step in just for a second, Matt? Tell me, do chefs work nicely together or do they have like spatial issues?
No, definitely they work nicely together, especially in events like this where everybody's collaborating. I think we all look at this as a learning experience as well. So I'm very excited to see what everybody else brings to the table and, how they do things. I think it's something we all walk away from as a better chef.
Yeah.
Everybody feels that way.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. We had something that Sam Choi created, and it was a poke, was a tournament, and on the big island, Hapuna, I think it was at Hapuna Prince, and every hole would have a different style of poke, so that it's cool, it's fun, and it. For people who don't play well but want to play anyway, it just adds a de-stressor to the whole environment and makes it feel you're much more relaxed when you're done. Diana, the scholarship. Tell us about the Culinary Institute of America scholarship.
We have a fundraiser that night where we're auctioning off a silent auction of a very, very small amount of items that are specific and those funds will go to the scholarship, the Golf Kitchen Scholarship. And hopefully that's very successful.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I understand there are limited numbers of seats available.
Yes, we're getting down to the wire now. I think it's about 18 days away, and there's maybe 10 seats available. You know, we're sending out some more invitations at the moment. As you know, like the spots went pretty quickly on the golf course, and now we're just down to the wire, you know, solidifying the last 9 or 10 seats. And I'm excited. If you really want to attend, please email me at diana@golfkitchen.com.
That's easy, isn't it? diana@golfkitchen.com. So good to talk to you again. It's been, you know, I'm on KITV now, KITV4 in the morning. So good morning, Hawaii, and it's been a real learning experience during the whole TV learning. I got wired up yesterday. I had everything strapped around my legs so that I could walk freely in between from the studio to the room where I've got the computer and doing all the. It's just really exciting. So I need to be more in touch with you again, Diana. It's been so long since we've had a good chat. Matt,
I'm so excited to watch your career and traveling, and I love your new videos, promotional videos. I thought they were absolutely fantastic, and I'm so thrilled for you.
Thank you. I had a good time making that one for Duca de Cosma, and I'm looking forward to telling you all about our trip. See, it's a secret until next week, Saturday, so I'm but I will tell you. And Matt O'Connor, so nice to meet you. You're getting all these guys together to do this. It's wonderful. There's also like the cocktail hour menu. There's the awards dinner. Look at this. Korean braised pork belly. The list goes on and on. Boy, you're going to have to roll people out of the house. I'm going to have to thank the people who make this show possible. So thank you so much, Matt and Diana, for being on the show. And we'll talk again soon. Aloha.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Aloha.
And thank you to our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore. Aloha Power Equipment's new Megastore, and it's new. Go in right next door to the Gosco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment you need and every station for each one of the companies that, you know, steel, whatever it is, Yamaha, whatever it is, they have their own section. So it's easy. It's really laid out beautifully. And that's where you need to go. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And their Waipahu store is open still, too. Call Derek. You're looking for a house? You want it? It's getting better to buy? Call Derek. Cross Country Mortgage, great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure that their buyers are educated about what's going on when buying a home all the way through, every step. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help. MD's on it, and they're licensed contractors. So they'll mitigate, and then they can come in and do the repairs. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, safe. They add value to your home. It's the perfect time to buy a Rainer door. Check out HawaiiDoor.com. HawaiiDoor.com. We are so honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. Family golf is awesome. You need to get in touch with the PGA near you. Just call the golf course and ask them, I need to talk with a PGA. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA, and they are just some of the best teachers in the world. SIPAC, oh boy, do we need them now. There's at one after another, there's these security breaches. SIPAC for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online, it's SIPAC.com. Their number is 808-861-9595. So if you want to tune up your game every day, anytime with Golf Zone Golf Simulators, do it. They are the best. I want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.